And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, I'm talking about this show. Was down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden. We got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Speaking of Mississippi, Boomer, how are you guys, Bama fans, feeling about Mississippi State Cowbell time this weekend?
I feel pretty confident this weekend, only because I know they're pretty upset.
you think the Tide's coming in with a passion this week?
Yes, I think they are.
So they're not coming in feeling all defeated and down on themselves.
They're
coming back for some kind of vengeance, and Mississippi State's going to have to be the whipping boy, huh?
Yeah, it's all right, Mississippi State. You can bring your cowbell.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Are you going?
I had an opportunity, but we got a family function I got to be at, and so, yeah.
I get it. It's all right.
Okay.
Okay.
The Great Reset. What is that? So I've got some stuff here, and I'm going to walk through it. The Great Reset, by the way, is real. And when I say that, it almost sounds like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. They like to whisper it in the dark corners and call it the Great Reset. No, it's real. They call it, the ones who created it, they call it the Great Reset. It's not like there's some activity going on somewhere with this group of global elites and they're just, you know, making plans and doing things. No, they labeled it themselves the Great Reset. So when I say the name, first of all, understand it's not only real, it's the title they gave it themselves. They being the ones at the World Economic Forum and some of the members of it. Washington Examiner has a piece that came out yesterday. It says the title of it is The Great Reset is Very Real and a Grave Threat to Democracy. That's a headline grabber. Because the Great Reset, all this stuff we've been talking about with ESG scores and looking at some of the things like the Green New Deal and government moving towards globalization and, you know, what's happening with the energy sector, a lot of these things play into the actual Great Reset. It's kind of interesting, too. This Washington Examiner article starts off, not every global conspiracy of wealthy elites bent on world domination has its own publicly available website. But the Great Reset, proposed by members of the World Economic Forum, is an exception, complete with a published list of co-conspirators, it says. Amazon, Google, Huawei Technologies, Saudi Aramco, and Volkswagen, among others, are the Great Reset participants. And they've got a mission statement on their website. And here's the actual quote. You ready for this? I'm going to read you this mumbo-jumbo. Here we go. Quote, the COVID-19 crisis and the political, economic, and social disruptions it has caused is fundamentally changing the traditional context for decision-making. Really? Why? As we enter a unique window of opportunity to shape the recovery, this initiative, the Great Reset, will offer insights to help inform all those determining the future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, and the management of a global commons. Drawing from the vision and vast expertise of the leaders engaged across the forum's communities, the Great Reset Initiative has a set of dimensions to build a new social contract that honors the dignity of every human being. I mean, you can read between the lines on a lot of that. They want to do things that change the direction of national economies. They want to set the priorities of societies. They want to change the nature of business models. They want to establish the future state of global relations. And the interesting thing is, they point out here in this article, they're not talking about the democratically elected leaders of sovereign nations. They're talking about the officers of the global corporations that make up the World Economic Forum. So here's the deal. This is not just a notion on paper with a website of a wannabe idea that, you know, it's like a UN charter. It's like, oh, we did the thing. No, you really didn't do anything. No, they're doing stuff. ESG scoring is one of the major factors. It's being driven by the World Economic Forum and BlackRock are the two major players in establishing ESG as being something you just can't get away from now. Environmental, social, and governance. It's invading banking. It's invading corporate America. It's changing the way corporations are designed to work, which is to produce a profit for their shareholders. Not anymore. Now it's about what things did you do that the World Economic Forum has already deemed are good ideas for helping reset the global economy? Well, President Biden has been pushing some of this himself, or at least his administration has, let's put it that way. His signature's on it. How about that? And I'm going to tell you about some of that here in a minute, but I do see I got a phone call, so let me grab that real quick. Line two, is that Sparky? Yeah, man, Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, bud?
Hey, hey. Great show, Phil and Boomer.
Thank you, bud.
I was actually chatting with Dale this morning, and I had an epiphany. If you wanted to make this nation weak, meekly susceptible to a takeover for this new world order that you accurately described, you have to weaken the cornerstones of the nation. Number one, teachers. We're having a desperately hard time recruiting good teachers because of all the woke, insane, transgender vulgarities that they're promoting in our schools. You have a hard time recruiting cops because to enforce the laws, because they're being backstabbed, they're being underfunded and treated very, very, very poorly. You're having a hard time recruiting people into the military or retaining people in the military because of all the woke agenda and the transgender vulgarities and nonsense. And lastly, you can't get people, it's harder and harder to get people with integrity and honesty in their heart to become politicians, senators, and representatives because of all the corruption in the Washington, D.C. machine. If you destroy those four cornerstones, never mind what the destruction done to the oil and gas industry, it lays waste to the foundation of the nation, and it leaves us susceptible to this new world order nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, so to take your point a step further, so what you're saying is a lot of what we're seeing in terms of social unrest, social upheaval, those are things that may very well be calculated to help drive to the point of the Great Reset.
Absolutely, and if you want to make a strong fist pillar of our society, the destruction and condemnation of what used to be our Judeo-Christian nation and principles and the nuclear family. That's probably that I'm remiss in not mentioning that first and foremost, to be honest.
Good point, Sparky. And I think the only thing wrong with this phone call is you said you talked to Dale about this stuff first. That's right.
Well, I didn't say it quite as articulate as I just did.
All right, Sparky.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
There you go. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend. I got the best audience, man. But listen, back on this piece from the Washington Examiner, which is one of a stack of stuff that I've got. The Great Reset, it is real. It is what they call it themselves. They formed it. The World Economic Forum has established it. People like Larry Fink, who heads up BlackRock, and Schwab, who heads up the World Economic Forum, they are the lead proponents for changing the way we do everything. And their campaign right now, the article points out here, their campaign is to push global environmental, social, and governance investment rules on financial institutions and to take all of the what they call the painful and unpopular policies the far left wants to enact out, like ending fossil fuel development, and put it in the mainstream, transferring all the responsibility for enacting those policies away from elected officials who might have their own notions sometimes and put it in the hands of regulators and investors. Well, Biden brought some of this stuff, the article points out, closer to reality. Two things he's done most recently. Since he took office, he directed the Department of Labor to force investment managers to use ESG guidelines, literally, when making their investment decisions. He also directed the Security and Exchange Commission, the SEC, to develop rules forcing American corporations to adopt ESG reporting requirements. Now, that's not speculation. I've got the stories that were linked to both of those points, one from the Wall Street Journal, one from Business Law Review, National Law Review, I'm sorry. And they are legitimately pointing out that the actions of the Biden administration, heavy-handedness of the Biden administration, is forcing things into corporate America and banking America to make sure that it drives the U.S. economy and the U.S. culture towards the Great Reset notions. Story here from Wall Street Journal as one of those. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink in 2020 said that sustainable investing is the strongest foundation for client portfolios. What does that mean? What it basically means is sustainable investing is the special language they use to talk about ESG. It's not profitable investing. It's things like green energy investing. But new ESG favoring regulations, says the Wall Street Journal, may come to the rescue, they say. Last year, talking about how to get the ESG into the hands of all the investors, they say that ESG favoring regulations are going to make that happen. Last year, the U.S. Labor Department, it says, proposed a regulation that would tell retirement fund managers to consider ESG factors such as climate change and collateral benefits other than investment returns when investing employees' money. What does that mean? What that means is the actual Biden Department of Labor proposed regulations that tells the people who handle your retirement planning that they need to consider things like climate change and stuff besides just profits when they invest your funds. Why would anyone want the possibility that their retirement planning is going to sink to new lows just so they could support the Green New Deal? Most people do their retirement planning so they can retire with something in hand, maybe some profits. You invest this and you get a return. They don't want you to have the return of profitability. They want you to have the return of the good feeling that comes from having done something for the environment. Well, if you want that, then go give to a charity. Nothing stops you from supporting charitable organizations. Nothing stops you from being benevolent and saying, I want to support the Green New Deal. Great. Greenpeace is accepting donations today. PETA will accept donations today. You know, pick your cause. They're all out there. But this is the Biden administration forcing hedge fund managers to take your hard-earned monies and put them into places that don't necessarily have profit margin. Why? Because it's part of the Great Reset. I kid you not. This is disturbing. I mean, this bothers me. Here's the other piece from National Law Review, dated June of 2021, last year. On 20 May of 2021, President Biden announced an executive order to help, quote, tackle the climate emergency, a top priority for his administration. The executive order builds upon the Securities and Exchanges Commission's ongoing efforts to develop a disclosure framework for ESG risks. You see what's happening here? Now the SEC and the Department of Labor, oh, that's right, Washington Examiner just pointed that out. Yes, these are Biden executive orders thrusting ESG and Great Reset criteria into regulatory frameworks that require they be implemented or else. The order directs the National Economic Council and the President's National Climate Advisor to develop strategies for within 120 days to identify, measure, assess, and disclose climate-related financial risk to government programs, assets, and liabilities. And it goes on to talk about net zero green emissions and all the other things that have to be considered when you're looking at how to implement these SEC disclosure frameworks. Folks, this Great Reset, it's real. And they're implementing it. And they're doing so at great risk to what we know to be capitalism and the free market and the idea of, you know, the American dream, where you literally just have the opportunity to grow and to flourish simply because you're in a community or a society, a nation that says grow. But hey, the Great Reset, they're looking for, you know, the improvement of a different style of global relations. They want to reset culture. The more I read about this, the more disturbed I got. I got more of this. Boomer, let's take a break right now, brother. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I'll keep moving on this. We got a little bit more to go. The Great Reset. Is it real? Oh, unfortunately, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Man, the text line blew up on this one. I guess there's a bunch of folks out there that have been checking out this Great Reset thing. I got plenty of information on this. By the way, one of the best articles I found is actually called What is the Great Reset? Came off of Hillsdale College's Imprimis website. So I literally did, I just Googled, you know, Great Reset, doing some of my search, and then I find an article from Hillsdale College, which I'll go into in a minute. So if you're looking for something that gives you the historical context and the actual referencing to dates and times and things that have occurred that led towards the formation of what the World Economic Forum calls their Great Reset, this article is the best one I've found. I'll get into that in a minute. The text string. First of all, new folks coming in. George from Huntsville is on the text string. Tim from Madison just said they've been building this for a long time. I agree, man. Chris, who just says he's from Alabama, says, I think he's talking about Alabama football on that one. He had high hopes for a winning year. I don't think that means a Great Reset. Wait, Boomer, were you chiming in with him about that? Oh,
I was talking
see.
To him. He's a Florida fan, a Gator fan.
Oh,
so we were just chatting back and forth.
Oh, okay.
I had another friend on there talking about Mississippi State. So.
Oh, okay, well,
so, yeah, you know,
nice.
I sometimes chat with people.
Okay, all good. And then you're saying Brian from Huntsville says so. The global reset, you're saying BlackRock matters? No, that's not what I'm saying, Brian. I'm not. What else? We got new on the text line. TL from Huntsville is in there today saying some stuff. What do we got here? I couldn't even see what he said there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Barron's has recently classified BlackRock as no longer a buy. They say it's too risky because of all their ESG. And I'm glad that Barron's finally – I saw that the other day. I mentioned that in a different segment that I did. I'll cover down on BlackRock a little more in a minute. Kathy from Harvest says next there's only going to be no cash only, just cards. Not denying that could happen. And then a book that I was literally thinking about. So first of all, who is this? This is Daniel from Tullahoma, Tennessee, sent in a copy of the cover of a book. He says, "Know Your Enemy." I have the book at home and read it, and it's called COVID-19: The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. And his partner, Thierry Malaret, I believe it's pronounced, who are the heads of the World Economic Forum. Yeah, Daniel, thanks, man. Mark for Red Bay is on the text ring now. Glad you're there, Mark. James from Tony, Alabama, calls in or just texted in and just, you know, loves the show, and we appreciate it, James. Thanks so much. Anyway, text ring is full. You want to text in, we'll take it, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Talking about the Great Reset. So, yeah, but we're telling them that after the break, it's going to otherwise we won't give it due justice. But yeah, the Great Reset, it's impacting everything right now. It is in banking. Here's one way to look at it, and I'm going to get into more of this in a minute. Let's say that you're a business that needs capital, and so you have to have a line of credit, say. To be able to do your float on, you know, your when your receivables aren't coming in as fast as you want to, you got to float them a little bit. So you need a line of credit. So, or maybe you got to invest in some new equipment. So you go to your bank. Well, your bank has now been told that your industry is on the blacklist and it should not loan you money. That's happening. That's part of sustainable investing and sustainable banking, is they look for things that they should and should not be giving money to. And then there's the, what about your in the oil and gas industry, say? And you're a major corporation, you're publicly traded, you're profitable for your shareholders, but ESG scores come into play. And so hedge fund managers told, do not invest in that company because they don't do things the way we think it should be done under the auspices of the Great Reset. What does that do? It drives your shares down. Next thing you know, your corporation is less profitable. So what do? You try to get your score up. So you start advertising the LGBTQ agenda, or you get out there and make sure that you know do some carbon offsets and get your ESG score up. That's what's happening. They are literally, it's almost like extortion or blackmail, the Great Reset. They're forcing it down the throats of corporate and banking America. It's got to stop. We'll talk about it more in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams live from the Right Side Studios, the local, the state, the national man. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it's hour number two already here on Friday afternoon. I got an article in my hand. We're doing number one of the Triple Dipper, The Great Reset. I'll spend the next few minutes wrapping this segment up. But The Great Reset. Article from Hillsdale College. One of the best write-ups I've seen. In fact, they point out in here, don't think we're just being conspiracy theorists, we're just relating the facts. They point out, first of all, last year, Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum, a famous organization made up of the world's political, economic, and cultural elites that meets annually in Davos, Switzerland, and Thierry Malleret, a co-founder and main author of the Monthly Barometer, published a book, which one of our listeners just pointed out on text a minute ago, called COVID-19, The Great Reset. In the book, they define The Great Reset as a means of addressing the, quote, weaknesses of capitalism that were purportedly exposed by the COVID pandemic. In 2018 and 19, get this, the World Economic Forum organized two events that became the primary inspiration for what is often considered to be the angst or the conspiracy thinking about the Great Reset Project. In May 2018, the World Economic Forum collaborated with John Hopkins to conduct an exercise they called Clade X. It was a simulation of a national pandemic response. Specifically, the exercise simulated the outbreak of a novel strain of the human influenza virus, and basically it gave them the opportunity to sort of plan for a global pandemic. Interesting. In October 2019, the World Economic Forum collaborated again with John Hopkins and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on another pandemic exercise. This time, they simulated a response to an outbreak of the novel coronavirus. This was 2 months before COVID outbreak in China became news. These two exercises, these simulations, anticipated almost every eventuality, it says, of the actual COVID crisis. Most notably, the responses by governments, health agencies, the media, tech companies, elements of the public, the responses of the effects of worldwide lockdowns, the collapse of businesses and industries, the adoption of biometric surveillance technologies, the emphasis on social media censorship to combat what they called misinformation, the flooding of social and legacy media with authoritative sources, widespread rioting, mass unemployment, all of it. Every bit of it came out in their studies. It's also being seen that the Great Reset is promoted as a response to climate change. They are pushing the opportunity to consider what they call, quote, an opportunity, because of COVID, an opportunity that can be seized, end quote, that we should, quote, take advantage of this unprecedented opportunity to reimagine our world, says Klaus Schwab, that, quote, the moment must be seized to take advantage of the unique window of opportunity, end quote. It's been labeled as corporate socialism as they take advantage of the crises, which they had exercises on just prior to it actually happening. And they begin to push corporations, not governments, but corporations in certain directions. The article from Hillsdale also points out that one of the World Economic Forum's most powerful strategic partners is BlackRock, Inc., the world's largest asset manager, which is solidly behind what they refer to as a stakeholder model, meaning it's not a shareholder model, meaning profits. It's a stakeholder model, meaning you have a stake in the world around you. The COVID pandemic, Larry Fink, BlackRock CEO Larry Fink wrote, accelerated the flow of funds towards what he calls sustainable investments. There's that catchphrase again. Listen, it goes on and on. I got to point out before I take calls here, I see some calls coming. I'll get those in 1 second, that the Biden administration's ties to BlackRock are pretty significant. Piece on Bloomberg that came out just a little over a month ago. I take it back, 2 months ago. Biden's ties to BlackRock deepen with Treasury's latest hire. Bloomberg article. Another BlackRock, Inc. executive is joining the Biden administration, strengthening the close ties between the Wall Street heavyweight and the Washington seat of power. Eric Van Nostrand, a BlackRock chief executive, who was the research director for, quote, sustainable investing and multi-asset strategies, Yeah, is leaving Treasury. He'll be a senior advisor on economic issues related to Russia and Ukraine, and will report to the Deputy Finance Minister for Economic Policy. Coming right out of BlackRock, guess what he did there? He led a global team focusing on developing these, quote, sustainable investment strategies and working on ESG. There's that. I'm just telling you, folks, this is all happening right now. The Great Reset is designed literally to change the way we consider the world around us. They want to, where's that quote that I had early in the show? They want to literally, corporately, culturally, reschedule, reset the way that we see things. It's disturbing. I mean, it's their own quote. Here it is. The future state of global relations, the direction of national economies, the priorities of societies, the nature of business models, the management of global commons, all need to be reimagined. Got some calls. Let me go to line two real quick. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens. How are you, my friend?
I am well, and I hope I can inject a little bit of humor into an otherwise rather bleak discussion.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, seriously. What does it say when the absolute prototype for Dr. Evil is Klaus Schwab? I mean, does anybody think, give the man a cat and a pinky ring, and we'll see what he does with it?
He is like a Bond villain. You are absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah. He is Dr. Evil, Dr. No, Dr. Whatever. But seriously, it is not that this stuff isn't real. It is not that this stuff is being overblown. It is not that this stuff is being exaggerated. Timing is everything in this kind of stuff. And the dropping of these items, the entire purpose, is to make people afraid. And if there is one thing that I would want to remind the audience is nobody anticipated what Donald Trump was able to do economically in the short time that he was in office. Nobody.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you and I, as believers, we've read the end of the book and we win. That's what we have to hang on for. It might turn into hell in a handbasket between now and then. But we win, and as long as we keep our eyes on the prize, we're going to be okay no matter what kind of stuff hits the fan.
That's good stuff, Allie. You are so right, my friend. And yes, the end of the book, we already read that, and we do win. Hey, I got two other callers waiting on me, my friend. Let me go grab them before I hit the break, but we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. See you. Line three, Mark from Owens Crossroads. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Colonel, how's it going?
Good, sir. Good. What's on your mind?
So this Great Reset is real. You know, you've dictated it from their own mouths. Now, people need to break it down, and I think most people, at least in America, seem kind of numb to it. But there's always an agenda. There was even an agenda when we won the Revolutionary War. We had an agenda. We wanted an equal say in the vote and the representation of the people. So what I'm getting at is this agenda, they're looking for two things, power and money. When they get the power, they'll have the money and they'll have control of the people. That's what they're looking for. Nobody's digging into it. The central bank, I believe, is behind this. I think it was a great cause for the world wars. You can look in World War II, and yes, the Nazis were bad and everything, but the central bank, the world central bank, did not like the fact that they came out of economic power and were put their own currency into effect and strayed away from them. It's all about power and money. And I don't think people are digging into this. So there's got to be a fight back. I don't know the answer. You know, I would ban Volkswagen based on that. But the money will hurt them. And they have control. And I don't know the answer.
I think the World
Central Bank owns everyone.
I think one of the things that's happening right now is where we're getting, and I got to get to another call here real quick, Mark, but one of the things that's starting to happen is states are starting to take an issue with this. States have their investment portfolios on behalf of their state retirement plans, which are huge chunks of money. and they're beginning to withdraw and pass state laws. And so I'm hopeful that we're going to see the 10th Amendment kicking in on some of this. Hey, I got to jump to one more call, Mark. Appreciate you calling in. Let me do this real quick before I hit the break. Ryan from Tony, we got about a minute and a half. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Talking about the Great Reset, I have listened to a lot of different podcasts that speak on exactly that. And one of the quotes from the book is, "You will have nothing and you will be happy."
Yep.
And like the previous caller saying is that they want the power. Well, if they have all the power, then we have none. And I just wanted to give all the listeners an example of the power. In Colorado, August 30th of this year, there was a home system for like climate control of your home.
Oh, yeah.
The company that owned that took the power away from the people on their thermostats and set their thermostat and would not unlock it for them for a while. So, you know, imagine going home and not being able to cool your house off. So, and that's through the internet. They were able to do that through the internet. So think of Elon Musk being a part of the World Economic Forum. And what we have is the government pushing electric cars down our throats. So when you get to a point in life where you're no longer standing with the agenda that they want under that Great Reset, okay, you're not going to agree with us. Well, now your bank account's locked, and I'm going to shut your car down too.
Yeah, you're not wrong, man. I actually covered that story about the thermostats here on the show one day, and that was the creepiest thing I'd ever seen. But it literally was all these people were incentivized by their utility company to use these types of devices. They were actually given a credit on their bill for signing up for it. They had them installed. They didn't know for a second that they were going to be locked out one day. And so sure enough, when the power grid was having trouble, they came home and couldn't turn on the air conditioning. It was amazing. Hey, brother, I got to go, man. We're up against the hard break, so let me do that real quick. You have a great weekend. By the way, he is right. I will say this. That quote, it was, "Welcome to 2030. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy." It was not a quote from George Orwell, though. It was actually a video made for the World Economic Forum in 2016. And it talked about their plans to get to the fact that we'll one day be a world in which everybody rents, nobody owns, you don't eat much meat, you'll be displaced sometimes by climate change, we'll deal with it, integrating refugees, polluters will pay to emit their carbon dioxide, and the U.S. will not be a world superpower. All of that was in the video. No, thank you. Boomer, take us to a break, man. We'll do that. We'll come right back. Jump into number two on the Triple Dipper. Got to, because I got a caller at the bottom of the hour. Teaching teachers. Let's talk about education. Why is it so hard to get certified? Well, apparently it is for whatever reason. We'll talk about it. The Praxis Exam. Teaching teachers. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.